Hello, women of power and spirit. This month, we are going to explore the following concept: small shifts that make big changes. And this week, we're going to do that with a little inspiration from a prescription from heaven that we wrote on January 17th, 2019. And it goes like this: never underestimate the ripple effect you can create with one simple action. And we're going to take that a little bit further and take a look at the differences we can make with a simple thought, a simple consciousness. As you become familiar with and hone your spiritual gifts, the effect you have in the physical world increases. As you awaken more and more, reaching greater states of enlightenment, your influence is greater and, the good news, with less effort. My medicine teacher talked about this in terms of a person's most powerful medicine gift or gifts. She had medicine that was amazingly strong through her hands. In fact, you could watch the energy ripple her skin. It was so very, very strong. And she talked about how, at an early age, she learned to be very careful about how she used her hands. She said, "I can't go flaying them about like you can, Misa," meaning that I use my hands like most European Mediterranean descent individuals do. We use our hands a lot, right? With great enthusiasm. And she couldn't do that because, as she said, if I did that, I'd be moving energy like crazy across the room. She said, "You, because your medicine is with sound, you will always need to be aware of your voice." She said, "You won't be able to get angry and yell like some people will. If you have even the slightest intonation of unhappiness or frustration with someone, it will come through," but she said, "in a much bigger way than it would for anyone else." So she encouraged me to become mindful about how I use my voice. Now, I can tell you that most of the time I'm very, very conscious about how I'm speaking, the words I'm using, whether I'm speaking truth or partial truths, whether I'm being fully in alignment, or whether I let something really get to me and I'm complaining about something, or I get upset with my husband, the one person, God love him, who I can at times get angry with, right? I don't get angry with most people. I just don't. But with him, that's where I get triggered and I'll get angry, and he has to stop me. He has to remind me at times that the way that I'm using my voice, the energy of it, the way that I'm speaking is just cutting right through him. You have medicine gifts, and they work the same way. They can be the greatest influence on the planet in terms of creating joy and clarity, peace, prosperity, positive relationships, creativity, ingenuity, solutions, whatever it is that really gets you excited about being here on planet Earth. You can create that with your medicine, or it can also be the medicine, the energy that destroys. So when we come in with these special gifts, they deserve special attention. They are the expression of our creative life force, how we best create in the world. So for example, again, using myself as the example, if I'm going to create prosperity, for example, in my life, one of the best ways for me to do that is through sound. If I am going to heal some aspect of myself, the best way to do that is through sound, or its exact counterpart, which is silence. And that's something we'll talk more about in discussions to come, the power of silence. So it is the medicine that allows me to have the greatest effect in my own life and in the world. And you have a medicine gift, one or possibly two, three at the most usually, that work together incredibly well to create reality. This is when you get to become a creatrix. One clear and shining thought, accompanied by one act of love, repeated over and over, influences the world around you. The clearer you are, the greater the influence. Think about a time when you changed your perception ever so slightly, and it was a more clear perception, and it made a difference in your life or the life of someone else. Pause this for a moment if you need to and reflect on that. There has probably been a moment when a change in your perception had a significantly positive outcome. Think about a time you believed in someone and helped them believe in their potential and believe in their strengths, and it made a significant difference in their life. And those shifts in perception are significant. I'm reminded of a time during my years as a special education teacher when I was working with a young girl. She was about 5 years old, and she had never walked. Her mother had carried her on her hip ever since she was a little girl. And her mother's back was starting to really give her problems. And I read the notes from previous teachers, and they hadn't had any luck with teaching this young gal how to walk. And every time I looked at her, I saw a little girl who could walk. And now I understand that was my intuition, my own precognitive abilities coming up and working for me. So I took that belief that she could walk, this shift in perception from where her former teachers had been. And I talked to the physical therapist, and I talked to the occupational therapist, and I said, is there any physiological reason that she can't be taught how to walk? And they both explained that this little girl needed to learn how to crawl. The musculature could be developed. There wasn't any reason it couldn't be. She would need to learn how to crawl, and after learning how to crawl, scooting and all of the other things that a child does and in their journey of walking. So we started with the program committed to teaching her how to walk. And her mother was very doubtful, by the way. This wasn't happening at home, just in the classroom. And we believed, all of us believed in her ability to walk. Very simple but profound change in perception. And by the end of the year, that little gal was taking her first steps on her own. Believing in someone is one of the greatest gifts we ever give. And it's a beautiful way in which we shape our perceptions about someone. We see their strengths and their abilities. We speak to those strengths. We take action to encourage those strengths. And eventually, at some point, that individual begins to believe it for themselves. You believe and hold it first to enable them to hold it for themselves. This is a very powerful spiritual principle that I learned by the grace of Satya Sai Baba. We hold it for another until they can hold it for themselves. What does this tell us about this time on the planet right now? This great time of planetary change. I can't remember a time in history when so many enlightened and awakening individuals have been living here on the planet at one time. What does that tell us about the potential available to us right now? What does that tell us about the importance of our clarity and our belief in potential and the kind of potential we want to bring into reality, that we want to believe in and reinforce and find ways to activate? Dissolving into fearful thoughts about what might happen on the planet is not going to help us. And I'm sure that I'm preaching to the choir right now. I'm sure you know that. Worrying about whether there might be martial law, who's the culprit behind COVID, who is to blame for the slow responses, is this the beginning of Armageddon? Who is lying to us and what are those lies, and on, can lead us down a very fearful path unless we're very careful about how we approach it. If the thoughts you're having as you're doing this research, as you're wondering, if it's accompanied by fear, then you can get trapped in a spiral of fear-based thoughts with one fearful thought feeding the next. You know how that goes. You've probably done that kind of research online, right? You're looking up one thing that might be part of what we call conspiracy theory, which is really a terrible name for anything that's an exploration of probabilities or possibilities outside of the perceived norm or normal explanation. But if you begin that journey of deeper research, right? You're reading one person's fearful belief or research that should give us a sense of alarm, and that leads to another and another and another. And pretty soon, you're not feeling too confident about the world you live in at all. Now, I'm not suggesting we remain blind to what is going on. We can do research. We can remain aware. And what I would offer is that it's significant for us to live in a place that is clear. So if you're looking into this research around COVID right now, the different perspectives and points of views, scientific research that's out there, consider taking any fears or concerns that come up for you immediately into holding for its transformation. Remaining calm and neutral is what allows grace to flow. And it's grace we need to be experiencing on the planet right now. We need greater compassion, respect for our diversity, and our differences of opinion. We need new systems of support that help individuals and businesses prosper. We need new creative solutions that respect everyone. This is a powerful time for transformation. And the more neutral and clear we remain, the more we can use our individual medicine gifts to create an even better world. And that creation happens more quickly and more powerfully through the use of your medicine gifts or your spiritual gifts, especially when they're coming from that clear, calm space. Remember my medicine elder's advice. When your medicine runs through your hands, you can't go flaying them about. When your medicine runs through your voice, you can't just say whatever you feel like whenever you feel like saying it. In anger and speaking in anger or in fear. The same is true if you're a great visualizer, if you are a powerful dreamer. And we'll talk about several different gifts that may be arising in you right now, just to spark some ideas about that. But it's vital that with these very strong gifts that we carry, especially those of us who are sensitives and empaths, we often come in with profound spiritual gifts, and they have power. So becoming as clear as we can be is what allows us to make the biggest ripple effect we possibly can with our unique medicine gifts. So I'd like to invite you to take a moment to consider which of your spiritual gifts you are most aware of, because it's probably one of your strongest or the strongest. Do you get strong premonitions? Do you have an ability to make sounds that soothe or heal? Do you have an ability to create what you visualize? Do you help people become clear on their paths or help them solve their biggest problems? Do you channel? Do you receive guidance through dreams? Do you dream solutions for people? Do you move energy through movement itself, Tai Chi or Qigong or dance or any form in which your body is involved? Do you create sacred art? Do you help lost spirits return to the divine? Do you hear spirits on the other side? Do you heal animals, help plants grow? Do you transmute toxins? I mean, there are all kinds of ways our spiritual gifts work. And you may have noticed some ways that you seem to have an effect on people, on animals, on plants, on the planet. What are the ways in which you seem to have an effect that you're aware of right now? And I'd like you to see if you can focus that in to one gift for right now. I know you have many, and I know you have several strong gifts. See if there's one that stands out in your mind right now. And I invite you to bring that gift itself into the holding meditation to honor it as the divine gift that it is, and to empower it so that in your acts of creation, in your moments of prayer, and in your moments of meditation, that you are activating your spiritual gift. And in your clarity and in your love, you are dreaming and calling forth a new vision of hope and love and compassion and great solutions for this planet right now. And allow yourself to experience the joy of being that moment of clear perception and clear action that has a tremendous ripple effect throughout creation. And I look forward to seeing you in the holding meditation.